Susan Maseka. You're listening to the Swiss Info feature.
Anton Mosimann's guests have included politicians, presidents and celebrities from all over the world. He has cooked for four generations of the British royal family, including the wedding banquet for Prince William and Kate Middleton in 2011. The Swiss-born chef has his own private club, Mosimann's, in London. Before that, he was head chef at the Dorchester Hotel, which under his tutelage gained two coveted Michelin stars. Not many people know, however, that the dapper bow-tie-wearing Mosimann possesses a unique cookbook and menu cards library, the largest private collection of its kind. The collection started off with a lucky break, he explains.
The first few hundred books was offered to me when I was fairly young and had no money. And I went to the bank and, believe it or not, but the bank gave me a loan to buy cookery books. I mean, fantastic. And that was a very good start for my large collection.
So that may not happen today, that if you went to the bank to get a loan to buy some cookery books.
I don't think it will happen today at all. So I had a very friendly bank manager, and I'm still grateful that she was actually a lady, lent me the money. And now I've got more than 6,000 books, about 500 very, very old books, going back to 1600. And I'm very proud of that collection.
Mosimann's collection will eventually live in its own special museum on Lake Geneva. One of Mosimann's favourite volumes is a cookbook by Bartolomeo Scappi, chef to the Pope in the late 16th century. Particularly beautiful are the drawings of the kitchen with the grills, pots and pans, he says. The collection also includes the first ever cookbook printed in German and a work by the famous Renaissance seer Nostradamus on making jam. Has the chef ever cooked anything from his ancient books? Well, yes, he has for his clients at his club. And what's been on the menu?
We've done, for instance, a whole suckling pig for one of the parties as a main course. Before we had obviously two or three first courses, fish, vegetables, whatever. And then also a whole leg of lamb, but the old-fashioned way, was marinated for hours and then on the barbecue slowly cooked. And wonderful recipes, very good results as well.
Cuisine from former times with its rich sauces was, however, much heavier than what Mosimann cooks today. His signature style is cuisine naturelle.
It's a style of cuisine without cream, without butter, without oil. It's very light. It's a very honest way of cooking. And it's very simple. And I believe that food should taste of what it is. So let fish taste of fish and chicken of chicken. Don't overpower it. Don't mix it up with too many other ingredients. Then you get a very good result. And that's very much like the way I like to eat and I like to cook.
Mosimann can count the British royal family among those who appreciate this style of cooking. And menu cards from various royal events, also historical ones, form part of the collection. Here's Mosimann.
I was very honoured to cook for Her Majesty the Queen Mother when I was chef at the Dorchester. And then for Her Majesty the Queen and Prince Charles since 25 years. The first dinner I cooked for him was in Prague for the Heritage Fund with President Howell. There were 300 guests for 3 days. And I had a brigade from all over Europe, friends of mine who came and supported me. And then very happy and very honoured that I was asked to cook the wedding for Prince William and Kate.
How was that?
It was fantastic. They came to my restaurant for a tasting and I knew their likes and dislikes. So we prepared lots of dishes and they have chosen the right thing. And I'm very pleased, very happy that I was part of it. And I say the British royal family are in good hands.
Mosimann still maintains ties to Switzerland. He has a home on Lake Geneva and works here as well, doing, for example, the catering for big charity events. He says his Swiss chef's training has stood him in good stead during a career which has taken him all over the world. He is now 68, but shows no signs of slowing down.
Still now, I go to the markets. I get excited, especially in the Far East. I went to Bangkok last year for many times, and then to Singapore, Laos, Vietnam. And you always pick up different ingredients and different styles. So I'm still hungry to learn. I'm still eager to learn. And It's exciting to be a chef.
That was Isabel Leibold-Johnson reporting. Feeling hungry at this point? Visit us at swissinfo.ch for more food for thought related to Swiss news and culture. You've been listening to the Swiss Info feature.